Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 3. You now have 45 seconds to look at the task.
Hello and welcome. We have a very special guest with an unusual job. He's a cactus cop.
Yes, thank you for having me. My name is Ray O'Neill, and I am the chief ranger of the Saguaro National Park. This is at the southern end of the United States in the state of Arizona, near Tucson, which borders on Mexico.
And what is a saguaro exactly?
A saguaro is a type of cactus. Most people know the saguaro from Wild West movies. There are actually over 1,500 types of cactus, but the saguaro is definitely the most famous. It looks like a human with its hands up.
And what do you do?
People call us cactus cops because we try to track down thieves who steal a saguaro to make money. You can earn from $1,000 to even $20,000, depending on how large the cactus is. But the cacti are also protected.
Why do people steal cacti?
It turns out that there's a huge black market for saguaro cacti, because a lot of people want to have such an iconic cactus in their backyard. In fact, in 2019, someone stole 500 cacti and was actually sentenced to 2 years of prison.
What can you do to prevent it?
We as rangers do our best to prevent people stealing them by putting chips into the cacti so that we can identify them.
And please explain for our listeners, why is this such a problem?
The reason the theft is such a problem is that saguaros grow very slowly, only about 4 to 5 centimeters in their first 10 years. And these cacti can get very tall and very old. In fact, up to 20 meters and up to 200 years.
Whew, they can't be easy to steal.
Exactly. It seems almost comical because it's true. It's not easy to steal a cactus. They can get very heavy, up to 2 tons when they're full of water, which is about as much as a pickup truck.
Huh.
Another issue is that a saguaro from the desert can die if its north-facing side suddenly faces south, and it can actually get a sunburn.
And now, for a closing statement, what can our listeners do to be involved and help you in your efforts?
Actually, it's almost impossible to win the fight over thieves. But the way you and your listeners can help is to call the Cactus Cops by giving us any tips and information that you might have.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having me.
Hello and welcome. We have a very special guest with an unusual job. He's a cactus cop.
Yes, thank you for having me. My name is Ray O'Neill, and I am the chief ranger of the Saguaro National Park. This is at the southern end of the United States in the state of Arizona, near Tucson, which borders on Mexico.
And what is a saguaro exactly?
A saguaro is a type of cactus. Most people know the saguaro from Wild West movies. There are actually over 1,500 types of cactus, but the saguaro is definitely the most famous. It looks like a human with its hands up.
And what do you do?
People call us cactus cops because we try to track down thieves who steal a saguaro to make money. You can earn from $1,000 to even $20,000 depending on how large the cactus is. But the cacti are also protected.
Why do people steal cacti?
It turns out that there's a huge black market for saguaro cacti because a lot of people want to have such an iconic cactus in their backyard. In fact, in 2019, someone stole 500 cacti and was actually sentenced to 2 years of prison.
What can you do to prevent it?
We as rangers do our best to prevent people stealing them by putting chips into the cacti so that we can identify them.
And please explain for our listeners, why is this such a problem?
The reason the theft is such a problem is that saguaros grow very slowly, only about 4 to 5 centimeters in their first 10 years. And these cacti can get very tall and very old. In fact, up to 20 meters and up to 200 years.
Whew, they can't be easy to steal.
Exactly. It seems almost comical because it's true. It's not easy to steal a cactus. They can get very heavy, up to 2 tons when they're full of water, which is about as much as a pickup truck.
Huh.
Another issue is that a saguaro from the desert can die if its north-facing side suddenly faces south, and it can actually get a sunburn.
And now, for a closing statement, what can our listeners do to be involved and help you in your efforts?
Actually, it's almost impossible to win the fight over thieves. But the way you and your listeners can help is to call the Cactus Cops by giving us any tips and information that you might have.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having me.
This is the end of the task.